In the headlines, flood warning issued for the island due to inclement weather. Preparations are underway for the participation of national actors in this year's Caribbean Secondary Schools Drama Festival. And the continuation of anti-government protests has resulted in the cancellation of hosting the upcoming COP25 in Chile. Details coming up.
Christmas off right with a pre-Christmas sale at Massey Stores Home and Mega. Over 250 items on sale until October 31st. Sale on all Christmas trees and decorations, bed and bath, housewares, toasters, kettles, and so much more. Plus, our early bird specials on turkeys starting as low as $50 at Massey Stores Mega. Beat the Christmas rush at Massey Stores Home and Mega pre-Christmas sale. Now on until October 31st. See you there.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth.
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Bye. Don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Natical Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Tile Up Sale is now on at the Tile Gallery. Enjoy 25% off on all of our new selection of tiles and up to 60% off on selected tiles only at the Tile Gallery. Take advantage of amazing savings. That's right, 25% off store-wide and up to 60% off on selected tiles. Visit the Tile Gallery at M&C Home Depot, Wadouash, today.
Special on at all M&C Home Depot locations. And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. The St. Lucia Meteorological Services has issued a flood warning for St. Lucia with effect from 11:30 a.m. today to 5 p.m. According to a statement released by the Met Services, the warning resulted from the recording of heavy rainfall over St. Lucia during the past hour, raising the possibility of flooding and landslides in parts of the island prone to these hazards. The need for maintaining caution in areas prone to flooding and landslides was further underscored with a statement further noting that residents are asked to pay further attention to announcements from the St. Lucia Meteorological Services and NEMO. Preparations are underway for the participation of national actors in this year's Caribbean Secondary Schools Drama Festival. Participating St. Lucian students will join their counterparts from Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, and Antigua and Barbuda for an intensive week of training workshops and performances. Participants will learn about the Edna Manley College of Visual and Performing Arts, what the school does here, and the possibilities open to St. Lucians. Caribbean laureate Paloma Mohammed of Guyana, whose plays have been staged throughout the world, will facilitate a two-day intensive playwriting workshop on Tuesday, November 5th and Thursday, November 7th from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the National Cultural Center. Recently, the government of St. Lucia, under the EQUIP program and Ministry of Education, awarded scholarships to St. Lucian students attending the Edna Manley College for the Performing Arts. Theatre arts teacher at the St. Joseph's Convent, Monique Auguste, spoke on the upcoming Caribbean Secondary Schools Drama Festival, detailing her directorial experience and the presentation to be made by local students.
They're doing a play called Culture Shock, which was a play written by a group of students a couple of years back, and they're now doing it. We've dug it up and it's resurfaced, and we're doing it, and it's kind of evolved from where it was. An SJC teacher did that, so we're doing that play right now, and it focuses on the masquerade characters that we all know and love, Papa Jah, Maria, Set, and it's basically talking about the importance of our culture and holding on to our heritage, and if we don't acknowledge our culture and appreciate it, that no one will.
According to Ogie's, participation in such activities exposes students to opportunities which can further assist in exploring professional careers in theatre arts.
This will be put on the 4th of November at 6 o'clock, and you can even come before 6 because we'll have entertainment before that, but at 6 o'clock sharp, you will be seeing the play Culture Shock. It's been a great experience, especially being back at my alma mater and working with the new upcoming theatre practitioners and actors. I think it's important that from now we instill that discipline in them and they get those opportunities to perform and see that theatre arts can take them a lot of places and it opens up a lot of opportunity for them. But it's been great watching them grow, teaching them. I feel like I've also been growing as well as a teacher, finding my way. So it's been a very great experience.
Theatre arts teacher at the St. Joseph's Convent, Monique Ogiest. Meanwhile, cast members of the upcoming play have described their participation as presenting a necessary example to their peers on the necessity of knowing one's origins as well as the benefits of creative expression. Actor and fifth form student at the St. Joseph's Convent, Anna Henry, playing the character Pai Banan, commented on the impact of theatre arts on her personal development.
With this play, it has helped me a lot with knowing to find who I really am. So this drama piece is basically for me to come out of my shell, because I'm normally not an outspoken person. I normally keep to myself. So this has helped me a lot. So you should come out to see the play too. Come and support us, because not a lot of young children are in drama, and Senusha doesn't really have any participants for these type of festivals. So it will give us a lot of heart and hope that Senusians will actually know that there are people in St. Lucia, young children who are aspiring to be actors, who are doing plays and representing St. Lucia other than in sports, poetry, and so forth.
Another fifth form castmate, Shannon Lawrence, who has taken on the character Acrobat, notes that participation presents the opportunity to reflect on the origins of who we are as a people.
I think I've always been a drama student. My mom and dad both did drama back in the day, so drama just came into my blood. So I just like the whole drama aspect. I'm a very dramatic person, and like expressions, and I like showing people like what I have, so yeah. I find that it's a good way to understand where my culture is from and understand what my ancestors went through and understand how St. Lucia got these things. I find it's like a really nice experience for especially the youth to get involved with these things, and it's a way of getting to know like where you're from, where your ancestors from, what we have coming towards us, what we're giving out towards our tourism and stuff. It's a good way to understand your culture, right? I mean, it's a whole play dedicated to our culture, what we have in our single show, what we represent, what we show off. And it's a good way to understand what our bloodline is from, what our ancestors did back in the day, what we're doing now, and how we're changing, how it's changed from then to now.
Actor Shannon Lawrence. Efforts to maintain the health of Winwood's team members have expanded to engaging the assistance of a psychologist in the upcoming 50-over competition on November 5th, who is expected to continue on in 2020 with the four-day first-class tournament. Joseph Redsparra has more.
Well, the first step towards the Winwoods doing well in the upcoming 50-over competition in the Trinidad leg is that Andrew Richardson, the former Jamaica fast bowler and coach, he has been holding a camp in Grenada virtually for the last 4 weeks. For the last 4 weeks, the Winwood squad, almost a man, has just been playing cricket. So the technical stuff, the fitness should be of the highest order. And I think the board, although no press release has been made, a psychologist with some experience, Dr. Rudy Webster, who has played, of course, first-class cricket in England and in New Zealand, he, I'm told, is now working with the players, trying to ensure that their concentration level which has always been a problem for cricketers across the world, that they don't lose concentration and play a rash stroke without any reason. And getting them to focus, getting them to concentrate, getting them to have maybe confidence in themselves, and maybe thinking about the game, in a very general and wide way. So we wait to see how this will impact in the middle. A coach can do so much. A person handling the mental side can do so much. But when the players go out to take guard, they are now responsible for how they will play. Let's see how the Windwards win. First of all, go in the 50 over competition in Trinidad. They should have a pretty good chance of getting close to the playoff in Trinidad before they make the final, based on what they've got in terms of their actual squad.
That was Joseph Rhodes Pereira. The continuation of anti-government protests has resulted in the cancellation of hosting the upcoming COP25 in Chile. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera has pulled out of hosting the major United Nations climate change conference, announcing that while the decision had, quote, caused him a lot of pain, end quote, his government needed to, quote, prioritize re-establishing public order, end quote. COP25 was scheduled for December. Chile also relinquished hosting next month's APEC summit, which was expected to draw the U.S. and Chinese presidents. A 4% fare hike, raising the price of a ride on the capital's metro system by 30 pesos, or about 4 cents, ignited mass protests on October 18th that have yet to subside. Students protested by collectively not paying the fare. The protests moved from the subway to the streets and turned into a revolt against social inequality as well as the economic policies of all of Chile's governments since the end of Augusto Pinochet's military dictatorship from 1973 to 1990. At least 20 people have been killed since the mass protests began. Now to the regional developments, brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Vincentian House Speaker resigns from ruling party and also announces plans to step down early as head of the parliament. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Wednesday, October 30, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Vincentian politician and lawyer Jomo Thomas has announced that he has resigned as a member of the ruling Unity Labour Party, ULP, and would quit as Speaker of the House of Assembly early next year. Thomas, who was the ULP's candidate for South Leeward in 2015, also announced that he had no intention of offering himself as a candidate in the next general elections. Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves said on Monday that general elections would be held by the end of 2020, ahead of the March 2021 constitutional deadline. Head of the Grenada government's negotiating team with the trade unions for salaries say they are close to reaching an agreement with the Grenada Union of Teachers. Minister Oliver Joseph says while salary increase negotiations with other unions have been bogged down, there is good reason to be hopeful for a settlement with teachers. He said they are close to a settlement for the first of the 3 years under negotiations.
And they said, listen, it's a 3-year cycle. But since, according to your principle and the law, you want to settle before the budget, let us settle for 2020. Let us settle for 2020, put it in the budget, and let us continue negotiation for the next years. That was their proposal.
The government has declared that talks with the other unions, the Public Workers Union and the Technical and Allied Workers Union, are deadlocked. But Joseph said the attitude by the GUT has been more positive in separate negotiations.
They said, this is my percentage. I would not disclose because we're still in negotiation. But we are prepared to move. And so they come down and the government move up. And then they come down and we make a move. And they say, okay, let us take a day, one day off, consult, and come back. We meet again on Thursday. They move again downwards, coming close.
Grenada has a new Minister of Information. Education Minister Emmeline Pei has had the new duties added to her portfolio. Pei effectively takes over the portfolio from Environment Minister Simon Steele, but the official government release announcing the change made reference to Junior Minister Winston Garway having the information portfolio dropped from his responsibilities. The change comes weeks after Garway and local journalist Kalisha Farrier had a number of clashes over access to ministries and conduct at government press conferences. But on a Facebook post Wednesday, Farrier called the decision more smoke and mirrors, suggesting that it does not change the concerns she's expressed about media freedom. Guyana's President David Granger is downplaying reports that the ruling coalition partners are at odds with who should be his running mate in upcoming elections. There have been widespread reports about the junior coalition partner Alliance for Change having rejected the suggestion that it will not have the final direct say who should be the prime ministerial candidate. AFC has argued that the initial coalition agreement allows it to choose the prime ministerial candidate. But Granger said the talks over the selection of a nominee to contest the post of prime minister in the upcoming March 2 general elections will continue. The AFC wants Kamraj Ramjetan to run alongside Granger, but reports have said that Granger is looking within his own party for a possible candidate. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, controversial Trinidad politician Watson Duke, leader of the Progressive Democratic Patriots, has floated the idea of seeking full independence for Tobago from Trinidad. At a press conference Tuesday, Watson said if his party wins the two national seats in Tobago in elections due 2021, it will push the notion. But former Tobago Chief Secretary Hock Choi Charles says while there is need to strengthen the internal self-government arrangements, full independence is not a way to go. Charles said he was surprised with Duke's declaration and said he will suffer at the polls as a result. Jamaica's National Security Minister, Dr. Horace Chang, has announced that government now has a new agreement with the United States for intelligence sharing. The agreement replaces a Memorandum of Understanding, which was signed in 2004 when Dr. Peter Phillips was National Security Minister. Dr. Chang told the House of Representatives Tuesday afternoon that the Supreme Court that the Supreme Court ruled last year that the MOU was unlawful.
I want to inform the House that this agreement with the United States was pursued with the full knowledge of our cabinet. There was no secret arrangement, and we so inform the House today, having come to a conclusion.
Chang said they have different intelligence sharing arrangements being worked out with Canada and the United Kingdom, but denies there is any such deal with Israel. The question was raised by opposition FitzJackson in the House of Representatives Tuesday afternoon.
At this point, the Minister of Defense has said it has no major agreements with outside of North America, U.S. and Canada. Arrangements with any Israeli company is with that, and if you want further details, give me the writing, I'll convey them to you. We don't have anything to hide.
This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180.
What?
But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
Every Friday until November 22nd, get special offers.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. The St. Lucia Meteorological Services has issued a flood warning for St. Lucia with effect from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Preparations are underway for the participation of national actors in this year's Caribbean Secondary Schools Drama Festival. And the continuation of anti-government protests has resulted in the cancellation of hosting the upcoming COP25 in Chile. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.